This is JIS News. Coming up, tars to be removed from Riverton City Disposal site. Government allocates over $2.6 billion to support creative industries, and micro, small and medium enterprise task force established. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voter's list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voter's list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ Constituency Office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says tars dumped at the Riverton disposal site will be removed as part of measures to reduce the likelihood of fires. Minister Arscott was speaking at the Mega Emergency in Small States workshop hosted by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. Meanwhile, he has commended the key agencies responsible for extinguishing the recent fire at Riverton, which started on March 11. The minister notes that although the operation took several days, it was undertaken in record time given the magnitude of the fire.
We were able to collaborate with the private sector, China Harbor, the bauxite companies, private truck owners and tractor owners and operators. The collective effort that we were able to mobilize, we were able to bring this matter, albeit just in time for the GSAT.
The Mega Emergency in Small States workshop held Thursday was aimed at stimulating discussion relevant to building a culture of disaster preparedness and response in small states. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says over $2.6 billion has been earmarked in the 2015-2016 budget for allocation across all ministries to support Jamaica's creative industries. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says $1.2 billion has been allocated to the Ministry of Youth and Culture and its agencies to support ongoing cultural programs. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining will receive the second highest allocation of approximately $184 million, which the Prime Minister says will focus on developing the nutraceutical and animation industries.
We are ensuring that these national assets are developed in a sustainable and strategic manner in order that our country and our people can derive maximum benefits.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was making her 2015-2016 budget debate presentation in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The Ministries of Tourism and Entertainment and Industry, Investment and Commerce are slated to receive $83 million each. The government has established a broad-based task force to help solve the issues affecting the micro, small and medium enterprise sector. This in an effort to make the provision of financial support to the sector easier. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the move is necessary as the MSME sector is crucial to the government's growth agenda.
It is universally accepted that microenterprises are powerful instruments for enabling the poor to build assets, increase their incomes, and reduce their vulnerability to economic stress. It is therefore fitting that COK Sodality Cooperative Credit Union has dedicated a unit to facilitating access to credit for the micro sector.
Minister Hilton was speaking at Wednesday's launch of the COK Sodality Cooperative Credit Union Microfinance Unit. COK Sodality is one of 12 microfinancing institutions accredited by the Development Bank of Jamaica. And several plant health clinics are to be established across the island to ramp up efforts to address the issue of pests and diseases affecting crops. The initiative forms part of the newly launched program Plantwise, coordinated by the Commonwealth Agricultural Bureau International, CABI. Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan says under the initiative, 20 plant doctors are to be trained in the management of the clinics and will provide service to farmers.
By the end of the first quarter of the upcoming 2015-16 financial year, 20 plant doctors will be trained and assigned to two agroparks as a part of our pilot project for the implementation of the internationally recognized PlantWise program.
PlantWise is a global program aimed at removing constraints to agricultural productivity through increased access to information and effective delivery of national advisory services. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.